Please put this on Facebook and all social networks. I'm sitting in Turkish Airlines business class lounge. I have a layover here from 10:30 a.m. to 6:30 p.m. So that's over almost 8 hours. So I went to see if there is a place where I could sleep. So I go to this desk, and on the wall there's a notice saying it's only for business class passengers. So I said, fantastic, I'm a business class passenger. And it says it's for people who have layovers of 6 hours or more. I said, yes, fantastic, I satisfy that also. I have a layover of 6 hours or more. So I say to this girl, the lady who's there at the desk, please, can I sleep? I mean, tell me where's the suite? Where can I go and take some rest? So she said, no, sir, but where are you coming from? I said, Mumbai, India. Why are you going to Nigeria? Oh, then you can't sleep. I said, why not? She said, that's the rule. I said, what rule? So she showed me a list of countries. You have to be coming from them or going to them, and only then does Turkish Airlines recognize that you need sleep. So if you don't go to those countries or you don't come from those countries, and of course all European countries are part of that, Washington is part of that, and New York is part of that, and so on. But other than that, if you come from India and so forth, so basically a non-white country, then it is assumed that you don't need sleep. So there I am sitting, even though I'm a business class passenger on Turkish Airlines, even though I have a long layover, I am not allowed to sleep in the sleeping suites of the business class lounge, according to me, because I'm not white. According to their rules, because I'm from India and I'm going to Nigeria. So I think this is something that should be brought to the notice of the highest authorities, including the president and including the head of Turkish Airlines, to say that on what basis do you discriminate between your customers and between your business class passengers. On what basis do you discriminate? I mean, I am absolutely certain that if this is how Turkish Airlines treats passengers, then this is my first and last flight on Turkish Airlines. But I also want this to go to the people of the world and let them ask these questions. So, Jazakallah Khairan, please put it on every piece of social network that you can find and spread the word. This is Mirza Yavar Beg on my way to Nigeria from India, and today is the 17th of August 2017. Thank you.